99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
Everybody's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Kind of.
A little bit of a late night last night, but it's all good. The big news that Omaha Beach, the Kentucky Derby favorite, has been scratched from the Derby.
Just three days.
Well, I'll tell
you. I don't know what to do.
Bob Baffert's living his best life because now he's got the top three the next three best race horses in the Derby.
That's what I was wondering, because literally we got like one picture of one horse and it was Omaha Beach yesterday, and we were all like, that's it, we're just going to put all of our hopes and dreams on that horse.
Yeah, so
and now it's gone.
Yeah,
we totally jinxed it, obviously.
Improbable and Game Winner and Roadster are the next three that everybody are excited about.
I'm throwing my weight behind Improbable.
Improbable. All right, there you go.
Sounds like an underdog story.
So it's Thurby. Welcome to Thurby. Yesterday, hey, you know what? The Belle of Louisville pulled it out. Big old victory on the Steamboats.
You heard it on our airwaves.
Yes, he guaranteed a victory.
Guaranteed it. Promised.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, is that some of the home cooking that they were talking about?
No, I think that's just skill and ingenuity.
That
propelled the Steamboat, the Belle of Louisville, to victory yesterday in the big old Steamboat race. So, yeah, a lot of stuff happening today. We got your feel-good stories. We are going to do a TBT, okay? So just kind of stand by for that. We figured out a way to do it. A way to still deliver you the content you deserve.
In fact, we are going to deliver, possibly, maybe, taking on the task of the most epic TBT ever.
Okay. All right.
That's the task.
You heard it.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Kelly threw it down just now.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. We were challenged.
She's very confident.
We were challenged.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So today it is 82, foggy now.
Did you bring baby powder?
Listen, it's foggy. It's soupy. Listen, it's thick. You can cut it with a knife.
There is baby powder. There's an index level. I'm sure it's probably in the orange to red level.
It's aggressive. Ooh. I think I see your beard sweating. It's a lot.
I will say that there is the chance of thunderstorms a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll just keep an eye on it.
My app showed there was a pocket.
Yeah.
A pocket that might be right when the parade is going on.
We're hoping.
There might be the pocket.
We're hoping.
The weather reports that you were doing were supposed to be glass half full.
Well, sometimes you just got to give it to them straight.
Mine is the pocket.
Give it to them straight. All right. Ariana Grande, break up with your girlfriend. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live backside of Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. Ariana Grande, last night, Billboard Music Awards. She was amongst the night's biggest stars performing. She also took home the top female artist in Billboard Chart Achievement Awards. So that's pretty cool. Drake, big winner, actually got 12 awards.
12?
Including the top honor. He won top male artist, top Billboard 200 album for Scorpion, artist of the year. His 12 Billboard Music Awards gave him a career total of 27, which actually broke Taylor Swift's records of 23. And, of course, Taylor Swift performed Me for the very first time last night at the Billboard Music Awards. So there you go. Little Billboard Music Award action here live at the backside here on 99.7 DJX. Juice WRLD also took home top new artist last night at the Billboard Awards. It's Lucid Dreams, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. So yesterday, we told you Jonas Brothers were going to announce their tour, and we were kind of crossing our fingers that Louisville would make a date right now.
It's almost as if we had a crystal ball.
Yeah. Now, Jonas Brothers right now, they're confusing everyone in the 502 because there were some sites that had a Louisville date listed.
September 8th.
Yeah. There were other sites that didn't. So here's what I heard, okay? I heard that we are waiting on a certain city. So if the tickets don't sell well on the second date of this certain city that they're holding, then they're going to pull the show and bring it down to Louisville.
Why, sir? So you're telling me that one city's going to have two shows? Is that what you're telling me? And then they'll scratch the second one and bring it here if it doesn't sell? Is that what you're saying?
And that's,
what city is it?
That's what I've heard.
They don't need two shows.
That's what I've heard.
Whatever said city is, probably. Phil, I don't know. I'm guessing. I have a cold. I've been fighting the sickness.
You do have a cold.
I've been fighting the sickness.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyways, still crossing her fingers, still holding out hope. There could be a Louisville date for the Jonas Brothers.
Can't you make a call? It's like we practically raised them.
Yeah, right, right. Like, hello.
It's like we're practically like their parents.
We're like the bonus Jonas Jonas.
Exactly, the bonus Jonas Jonas. Yes, you should make the call. Remind them of that.
So, yeah, Happiness Begins. The tour launches on May 10th. And, tickets go on sale May 10th. The tour launches as well as their new album on June 7th.
Well, we'll go ahead and buy our tickets for September 8th.
We're
just going to say that.
Let's just go ahead and assume.
We're just going to go ahead and buy the ticket.
With the invisible link to buy
absolutely.
Tickets.
Let's just go ahead and assume. Magic. All right, so there you go. That's kind of one of the big stories that was happening yesterday in the world on 99.7 DJX. We're live backside of Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome to Thurby, backside Churchill Downs, powered by Drake's. Appreciate you listening. And I'll tell you, yesterday I got to live a little bit of a millionaire's life.
Yeah, you did. You were on Millionaire's Row for ad day at the Downs.
Yeah, so I was on the fourth floor of Millionaire's Row. And it was nice. Beautiful day. Got some photos, you know, got to see some horses. Wound up winning about $8.
Whoa.
So that's pretty cool.
What are you
cool.
planning for that? Are you investing?
You know what? I'm thinking.
Are you going to go YOLO and go shopping?
I might get a number one or maybe a number two at the drive through. Who knows?
Wow. You know what? Spring for number two. You know what? Supersize it, whatever that is.
I want to give a shout out though to Jeannie.
Jeannie.
So I'm for one. I love the fact that I was able to meet a lot of listeners, and I tried not to be as awkward as I normally am in real life.
That's so hard.
I know.
For
so
you.
Jeannie, I introduced myself to her, and she is just over the moon. She's excited. She's happy. And we're having a great conversation just about the show. She's a big fan of the show.
That's great.
And then we take some selfies.
Yeah.
Then she has me record a voice note for her son as Robert Hassenpepper.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I love Robert Hassenpepper.
Oh,
you need to you need to
goodness.
Tell my son that... record something
did
for
she
Robert
give you,
Hassenpepper.
Did she give you lines, or did you have to make that up, too? Did you have to, like, spot-on perform?
I had a spot-on perform.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you improv for her?
So I was just all about, I just dropped a, hey, Xander, it's Robert Hassenpepper here. How you doing? I was just like riffing for about 20 seconds.
Wow.
As Robert Hassenpepper.
Whips that
now
out
listen,
of your pocket.
You, if you were really going to go above and beyond serving the public, you should have pulled out a little William, too. Because we met William this week.
Here's the thing, though.
How many members of the family do you roll out?
She only asked for Robert.
She did? Robert's the fave?
Yes. So she only asked for Robert, okay. So I dropped the Robert Hassenpepper. Oh. But yeah, shout out to Jeannie and her crew.
I wasn't able to be there.
Their crew was so fun over at Churchill Downs Millionaire's Row yesterday.
Kudos to you for just performing like that.
Like a...
Impromptu, even.
That's right. Like a circus performer.
Like a circus performer.
What you should have done was had both William and Robert having a conversation
sure.
on the voice note.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that was fun. Of course, Thurby today, and you might be dodging a little bit of rain, but, you know, hey, it's Derby week. You got to do it anyway.
YOLO? Is that what you're saying?
Right, YOLO. All right, so, hey, coming up next, this proposal that got a little heated.
It got heated? I see what you're doing there. I see what you're doing there.
I'll just go ahead and leave.
Just going to leave it like that?
I'm just going to
just drop the mic and walk away on that.
So, yeah, we'll play Drake. We'll have that coming up here next on 99.7 DJX.
When you don't know whether it's really a feel-good or a setting the bar, this is where we are. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without lighting your girlfriend's driveway on fire to ask her to prom, you're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
I've always had this idea just to, like, write prom on fire.
I've always had this idea to write prom on fire.
Prom on fire.
Yeah, always a dream of mine.
It was Tuesday night at the Hanley family's home in Acton.
Okay, so it's made the news, so it's either a good thing or a bad thing, right?
Well.
Okay.
Jacob Hanley carried out a burning desire.
Okay.
His name is Jacob.
Sure.
To ask his friend, Claire Langan, to the prom.
Okay, so it's the story of Jacob and Claire.
You know what? It's rooted in a really sweet idea.
Using fire.
So we came up with the idea of, like, making... kind of like a channel with tinfoil.
Okay, so he goes through this whole, like, okay, this is how I did it.
And then, you know, weighing that down with rocks so it didn't blow away.
Yeah.
And then covering that with wood chips
Yeah.
And
dousing it with fluid, lighter
then
fluid?
Taking the lamp oil soaked candle wick.
Yeah.
And just tracing letters with that. And then dousing the whole thing in kerosene. And lighting it. And worked pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. It sounded like a lot of flammable things he was piling on.
Yeah,
top
so,
of each
so
other.
Jacob, like, constructed this whole, like, barbecue in the driveway of his girlfriend's house.
Jacob also created a ruse to get Claire upstairs.
Okay, so he had to figure out how to get her actually upstairs to the room. So
diversion.
He could, yeah.
And when his friends outside had quietly lit the letters, he started blaring heavy metal to get her attention.
Yeah.
Heavy metal music?
Yeah.
Is
heavy,
added in now?
That's right. That's
so
right.
We got fire and we got heavy metal music.
It was like, Claire, you hear this music?
Go to prom with me!
This is the music of our love!
I looked out the window. Obviously, as soon as I saw, first I just saw a glimpse of fire and I was a little concerned, but then I saw the words spell out and I saw Jacob and all his friends. I was
like, aw.
Realized it all, but I had absolutely no idea beforehand. This was much more than I expected and I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, and she liked it. It worked.
She said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He knew she would be, this would be her jam.
Again.
So he catered it to her. So wait, did anything that wasn't supposed to start on fire get lit on fire?
See, that's the good news.
Or was family it contained?
The family didn't report any damage from the fire.
Oh, great. Okay, good. See, I was thinking.
I know you were
the
thinking.
The logical next step is, and then he burned the house down. But, okay, so it was contained and this plan was, it was executed perfectly.
The prom is scheduled for the end of May. But
all
Jacob
right.
has already impressed Claire with his fiery promposal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she said yes.
This is a feel good.
Is it? Are you saying
I'm
it's a feel good?
I'm going to go ahead and categorize
it. All right, there you go.
See, here's why. The house didn't burn down.
Okay.
Nothing that wasn't supposed to burn burned, so that's good. And she said yes, she liked it.
I guess the reason I put it as a setting the bar is
the potential.
The potential
is very high for disaster
for
with this idea.
Major disaster.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to still go ahead and blanket it as if you can manage to make it through the day without lighting your girlfriend's driveway on fire to ask her to prom,
sure.
You're doing okay.
All right. We're going to label this with feel good, but then with a little asterisk that says don't do that. Can we do that? Feel good?
Okay.
Hashtag don't do that. Maybe.
That's setting the bar. 199.7 DJX.
Ben DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. And, you know, everybody's got their plans. Maybe if you got plans to come to the track, that's great. But if you don't, there's always a great thing. It benefits Make-A-Wish every single year. Jim Hapendorfer, good morning.
Just go to Jim's
morning,
house.
Guys.
Just
yeah.
go to Jim's house.
And, Billy Outfield.
Literally camp out all weekend.
Yeah, camp out all weekend, and no, never mind the rain.
That's right.
Right.
19th year for this. Of course, it benefits Make-A-Wish, and if people want to be a part of this, what do they need to do?
It's real easy, hibblyoutfield.org. Not .com, .org.
Okay, so if people have never had the Hillbilly Outfield experience, and it is an experience, mm-hmm. Tell people what to expect.
Well, what to expect. We've got a cornhole tournament, rain or shine. We'll have live music, great silent auction.
Yes.
I mean, an incredible silent auction. Every year it gets better. Full venue of Chow for the weekend.
Do you still have Val Holler?
Yes, we got Val Holler out front.
Sure.
Beautiful, golf course.
Yeah.
Beautiful five-hole course, three par.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, maybe five. Maybe five par.
Just depends. Yeah. Just depends.
It's fun
a little bit of links.
The whole family. You can bring the whole fam out.
It really is. It's a great time. We have parking down at Eastern High School. Don't be afraid of the rain. It's going to be warm at least.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like we're going to have Noah's Ark rain this year.
That's
anyway.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
And you don't have to come and camp out all weekend. You can come for just a day or two.
That's
There's
right.
Lots of
so
options.
When you buy your ticket, it starts Friday actually this year at 2:00 and runs
right.
till Sunday morning. We're just going to start doing it maybe the whole week long to try to get good weather.
Yeah.
There you go. Right.
But it does benefit Make-A-Wish. Life to date, we're almost 250,000. To the Make-A-Wish
That's
folks.
A lot
so
of wishes.
It really, it's a great cause, and it is a great, there's something for everybody in the family.
It's a lot of fun, I can attest.
All right, Jim, love it every year, man. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you guys for your support.
All right, hillbillyoutfield.org. Ariana Grande, 7 Ring. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs, and kind of an honor. We are standing right in front of the trophy for the 145th running of the Kentucky Derby.
It comes with rules.
it comes
with no touchy rules.
Like no touchy.
Like literally, the man handling it has gloves on.
Yeah. we were given explicit instructions.
Don't get too close.
We are going to set it on your table. You cannot touch it.
Don't touch it with your beard even.
And I even started to ask a question, and Rachel, you just said,
no.
No. Yeah, I was like, so Rachel, can I?
No.
No.
Yeah.
So I can't?
No.
So even if I just?
You may not.
All right. Yeah. All right. So yes. All right.
It's so
this
pretty.
Is the actual trophy that's going to be presented to the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I'm nervous.
It is. Gold and shiny. We keep it in pristine condition, and you know what? The winner tomorrow, or Saturday, the winner Saturday can do whatever they want. They can kiss it. They can touch it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but so I can't.
They have no
exactly.
rules. Okay.
All
right. Got it.
All right. Well, we know it's not going to be Omaha Beach. Just scratched yesterday. So that's
sad.
That changes the race
now
completely.
I don't know what to
so,
do.
Yeah. Now, do you etch the winner in there?
Yeah. We'll engrave the name of the winning horse right above the lip in the horseshoe.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Exciting. All right. Very good. So, well, hey, thank you for entrusting sitting this magical trophy on our table for at least
I mean,
a
that was
minutes.
A risk.
Sure.
That was a risk.
You're
even.
Welcome.
You know, we've been to all the news sets this morning, putting it on all the local TV stations. You might have seen it on there. And, of course, we had a drop by DJ X.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know what?
Absolutely.
This has been the most nerve-wracking. It's with you guys.
Really?
We're the wild cards.
Our reputation
precedes
us. Literally, like, hey, so can I? No.
No.
Can I? No. No.
Don't breathe on it.
You can.
Don't breathe near it.
We could polish it with my beard, though.
You're too close.
Gosh. Yeah, as Chris said, it might be like a Brillo pad on there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little scratch.
Right,
I know it looks soft and supple. I'm not sure, though.
It is still soft and supple. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, thank you so much. We'll post up the photos at Ben and Kelly Show or at 99.7 DJX.
Where Ben looks so awkward.
I know. Yeah. Well, thank you for entrusting us with
this. Is
certainly.
This is the closest we'll ever get to this caliber of award, ever.
Ever. Ever. I mean, our Best of Louisville awards are nice, but this is...
That plaque is real nice hanging in the studio.
right, but this is pretty cool.
This is another league.
All right, more live from the track here, backside of Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Davis, Kelly K Show, backside of Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's here today, Thurby. So you've got the Pegasus Parade a little bit later on this afternoon.
It's a Pegasus! I could not. You know you can't not.
That's kicking off about 5 o'clock. Of course, Kelly and I are going to be doing kind of the roving reporter thing again for Wave 3.
Why are they trusting us? Because there's no script, people. They're just like, they send us out with a camera, and they're like, find some magic.
Well, that's what they say to you. To me, they say, hey, there's so-and-so. Go talk
to
so-and-so.
And
I'm like,
no idea who so-and-so is?
I don't even know
who this
person, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I mean, unless it's like the mayor or the Ali's or someone like that, probably not going to know.
Okay.
So, that is going down tonight on Broadway. So you can check us out on our news partner there, Wave 3.
I'll be in a golf cart just kind of buzzing around. So, you know, if you want to get on TV, flag me down. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
You might get your moment.
Yeah, you might get your moment. All right, feel good stories. We do this every single day, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, you know, Tark is teaming up with Blue Moon, which is kind of cool. And they are going to offer free rides on May 4th from 4 to 1 a.m.
Great news.
That is.
Be responsible. Party it up and Tark it.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, Blue Moon is helping partner with Tark to do that. So
the
that's
official
pretty
craft
cool
beer.
There. Yes.
Yes.
The first official craft beer of Derby, I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. First year that Blue Moon has actually been the craft beer sponsor. Yeah,
I saw
right.
the display in the gas station. That's how I know that.
Nah, right. Right.
I was going to say, you don't drink beer. How do
nope.
you know this?
I saw the display, though. It looks
just
real nice.
Just never missed.
So
and
there
my
you go.
Husband loves Blue Moon, so
right.
there you go.
Yeah, party responsibly there, and that's your feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. How about Sam Smith? Dan. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're live backside, brought to you by Drake's. 99.7 DJX. I will say, I think.
Did it just happen?
I think I may have accidentally done an Operation GOTV.
And you weren't really? Even trying?
I wasn't trying, but okay, so the victim again, WHAS-11.
Oh, bless their heart.
Bless
they
don't even know.
They're just target. They're just targets.
To be fair, I think it's a new guy. He may not know.
They
I think it's a new guy.
They didn't even try to cut me out of the shot yesterday.
Yeah. So yesterday, yes, there was a success getting Kat on both DRB and HAS.
Yes.
So just now, just about 5 minutes ago, I go walk over towards the track just to kind of take a look.
Yeah.
And I go around the side and I see the lights and I just kind of walk over. And so, you would have seen like my profile and my back as I crossed over the stream.
Sure.
Now, but then I turned around as I was coming back into the building, right?
What's the look on your face as
and
you're
And the look
around?
On my face is just one of determination.
Oh, it's almost like inquisitive.
Like, am I, did I just, maybe
did that
I
did. Just happened? I did.
Did
I just maybe, penetrate their airwaves?
Did I just get to second base with HAS
11? Maybe you did. I think you slid into second.
Right. So,
we can look for it later on their websites. They post it.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic
so,
news. Anyways, if you happen to be watching.
If anybody saw a magical moment.
And you may have inadvertently seen.
They literally can't miss you with that.
With what?
With that growth on your face.
Are you talking about my beard?
I hope you're talking about the beard. It's a big growth.
Yeah.
It's a big growth.
So, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Operation GOTV.
Put a stamp on it.
Can we do that again today?
We've done
it. Sign still delivered.
All right. So, hey, coming up next, after Dua Lipa, we'll run down kind of the happenings for tonight and then tomorrow and where all the parties are going to be tomorrow and all that stuff. So that's coming up here after Dua Lipa on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, thank you to Shannon for texting us at 502-571-9970, a picture of the fog, the blanket of fog that is happening right now.
Oh,
in
she's
the
got
area.
Fog sweats?
Yeah, Floyd's Knobs, fog sweats are real, she's
oh, no.
saying. So
oh, no.
Looks like maybe an orange level alert for
it's
the fog.
Thick. Some baby powder needed.
Yeah, baby powder in your tender areas, and make sure you keep your hands at 5 and 2. So safety
that's
first.
That's not where the hands
it's
go.
It's 10 and 2.
All right, so
oh, God.
Everything happening here. Of course, we were just talking about the Pegasus Parade. That's going to go down Broadway about 5. But then we're going to be out at Kroger Middletown for the Garland of the Roses.
Oh, that's always exciting. They do such an amazing job on that.
Yeah, so that's going to be a little bit later on this afternoon. And then later on tonight, Bowl for the Roses out at Main Event in Middletown, I believe.
There is no shortage of things to do.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night, Oaks Day, you've got all sorts of parties, everything from the Trifecta Gala, which is happening there at the KFC Yum Center with Usher and Ray J and Steve Harvey and all those guys.
Yes.
And then you've got the Phillies and Stallions, which...
Mm-hmm. Did you make cut? Did you apply to get in?
Let me.
You got to apply to get in.
I know.
And I talked to some people last night who were just, they were in. And they're like, oh, well, we'll see you out there. And I was like, I don't know if I'm like invited because I was asked to cover it.
You were asked to cover, they want you to do a job.
Media.
Yeah.
So anyways,
you could apply on the website.
Like, hey, radio boy, you can stand outside and tell everybody else to come.
Right. So, anyways, you've got the Phillies and Stallions and, all sorts of stuff happening. Then tomorrow night, for Oaks, bunch of parties all over the city happening. What a time to be in Louisville.
What a time to be alive even.
If you want, you can go to the website at WDJX.com, click on Derby Dash, and you can see everything that's happening. Oh, and I even forgot, tonight, our sister station, the Struts, are going to be at the waterfront. So
we'll see. There's that.
105,
A cool little rock concert.
And listen, we're going to need somebody to, like, DVR Wave 3 coverage to catch us on the TV.
No, we don't need that.
We don't?
No.
We don't?
No.
Listen, this year?
We had a lot of people capture your beautiful dance moves.
That's what I don't need.
On the parade route and listen. Send us lots of little videos and pictures and screenshots and the whatnot.
Kelly.
We need the whatnot.
I am feeling myself for one moment and then it gets caught.
It's captured on TV.
Forever.
Yes.
So
we're going to need some people to get, you know, DVR it for us, whatever.
We don't necessarily need that.
We do.
But anyways, that is up and that's what's happening on 99.7 DJX. And a big congrats to the Belle of Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Belle of Louisville brought home the Golden Antlers or whatever they call them.
The captain even guaranteed it yesterday on our show. He guaranteed it and he delivered.
And he delivered. Look at that. He wasn't even lying.
He wasn't even making that up.
On 99.7 DJX, live from the backside here at Churchill Downs. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX, announced their headlining North American tour yesterday. 40 cities right now.
It gave us the feels. We were thinking, we were kind of like, they're coming to Louisville. there was some information out there.
Yeah, August 7th is when their tour starts in Miami. Now, some websites had Louisville as a date on their tour.
But not all websites.
Well, and their official website does not have Louisville as a date.
That's not a good sign.
So right now, so everybody was seeing like September 8th as a potential date for the Jonas Brothers hitting the Yum Center. Mm-hmm. And so now we're like, oh gosh, it's not even on their site. So what gives? So what we heard is that it kind of all hinges on another city. So if another city who has two potential dates, if the second date doesn't sell well,
they don't need two in one city. They don't.
Then they're going to move that down to Louisville. That's what I heard.
Make a call. We practically raised them.
I know. We're like the bonus, bonus, Jonas, Jonas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So put in a call and say, listen, you have to get here ASAP.
Yeah.
What city is it and where are we going to protest?
I have an idea.
So, yeah, Happiness starts August 7th. Of course, their album is released on June 7th. But tickets go on sale. Right now, Indy is the closest venue, and that's, or the closest city, and that's September 13th, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Don't look at me.
Uh-huh.
I know, she's like gazing at me like I'm the
saying,
one who's...
make the call.
I'm side-eyeing Indy right now.
Yeah,
yes,
everybody.
I'm side-eyeing lots of people.
Listen,
right now.
Ain't my fault. Ain't my fault. Listen. All right, 7:33 here.
Bonus, bonus, Jonas, Jonas.
We're the bonus, bonus, Jonas, Jonas with Halsey.
Jonas, Jonas, Jonas.
99.7 DJX, 99.7 DJX. Happy Thurby. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Drake's here backside at Churchill Downs. Today, the thunderstorms possible in the area, in the listening area. But as Kelly said, there is a pocket. There could be a nice pocket actually right around the parade time. So
it's a parade pocket.
Mid to late afternoon, there could be a little pocket of dry. So that'll be nice. Then for Oaks, there is the chance of rain early, but then actually for Oaks, they're saying it could be nice for the actual running of the race.
So maybe plan your visit down the track, get there a little fashionably late, and you'll maybe miss it.
Maybe. And then let's not even just talk about Derby Day.
Okay, let's not even do it.
We're not even going to get
not even
going to
do
that.
It.
Thank you.
All right, okay. So backside here, we get to experience a lot of smells. We get to see a lot of different sights.
What are you smelling?
The smells is what you, okay.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
So, setting the bar. Small little setting the bar story.
All right, I'm ready.
If you can manage to make it through the day without, trying to smuggle moose poop on your carry-on, well, you're doing okay.
Why moose would someone want to do you?
So as I said, we smell a lot of smells back here.
Okay.
By the barns.
Yes.
That would be a very distinct smell, right? But according to the TSA... screening equipment flagged a large organic mass.
Organic mass. That is the nicest way to talk about poop.
It sounds healthy when you say it like that.
Yeah, on a carry-on in Alaska. Now, the spokesperson said that sometimes can be, like, explosive. Like an organic mass can sometimes be something that's
like
dangerous.
Like spontaneously combustible?
Yeah, so they obviously have to check it out. They have to investigate.
Well, of course.
The officers opened the bag. They saw the moose poop inside.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then... interviewed the owner of the bag.
Okay, can you want to tell us about this? What's the backstory?
Yeah, the backstory is for politicians and their blank policies.
Oh, he was trying to send a message to the politicians?
So I don't know what he was planning to do with it.
Well, maybe he said, this is what I think your policies.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know where, like, he was in the airport, so he was traveling somewhere.
Well, yes.
To maybe deliver said news to someone.
He was unhappy with some policies. No. He was going to travel to voice his opinion.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know where he's even headed. So, anyways, he actually was able to go because they didn't see anything wrong with it.
They let him go with the package?
They
with
sent
the organic
him.
Organic explosive poop.
They sent him and his sack on their way.
Oh my God, why'd you say it like that?
Why did you say it like that?
They sent him and his stinky sack on their way.
Oh my God.
Is that better?
No.
No. A little setting the bar.
I was going to say, there is a lady that makes art out of moose poo.
That's where I was
going
earlier.
So I was thinking maybe we're going to go down that lane. Nope, we're going to go down the lane. I'm just going to throw it at some politicians.
There you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to smuggle moose poop on your carry-on, or if you are coming into this beautiful Derby City, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to smuggle some horse manure out of Louisville, you know, take a little souvenir from the track.
Yeah, maybe a winning horse.
Yeah.
You think that you're going to get a little... A little souvenir from the winning horse.
A little souvenir. Hey, hold still.
This is improbable poop. This is worth a lot of money.
This is improbable poop.
It's award-winning poo.
And yeah. Then you're doing all right.
All right.
Outside of the bar, guys, live from the backside on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Live backside, Churchill Downs, brought to you by Drake's. One of the big stories yesterday, the fact that Omaha Beach was scratched from the Derby.
It was a favorite.
Yeah, the favorite.
Now Everyone is scrambling to find a new favorite.
Right. So, of course,
the new favorite?
4-1 odds before Omaha Beach was scratched, ridden by Mike Smith. That would have been a good horse to watch on the Derby.
Absolutely.
Completely changes the entire race now. Now, Bob Baffert. All three of his horses are the favorite.
He's sitting pretty.
Yeah, with Game Winner, Roadster, and Improbable. All three of those are rolling at around 5-1, 9-2 odds.
When you say those, I'm feeling like Improbable is propping in my brain as my favorite.
Yeah?
I don't know why.
Maybe because it's easy for you to say?
Probably. But Game Winner is pretty good, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So there you go. That's kind of the big news that came down yesterday. I don't even know how to pronounce why Omaha Beach was scratched. It was an entrapped epiglottis.
Wow, that sounds smart.
Where is that?
Your epiglottis?
Yes.
You have to wear gloves to find it.
Okay, all right.
I heard it.
It's a breathing obstruction that compromises a horse's ability to breathe during exercise.
All right.
He needs throat surgery is what I heard.
Yeah. Yes.
That's too bad. Dumbed down version for us to understand.
Okay. In layman's terms,
all right. So
if you
there
will.
You go. That's kind of the big news that happened yesterday here at the track, backside here on 99.7 DJX. East side, we are Ben and Kelly, 99.7. X, of course, tonight, Pegasus Parade, and then Bull for the Roses going down. We're also going to be at the Garland of the Roses at Kroger.
Middletown.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff happening.
Do an amazing job on that.
Yep, at WDJX.com. Just click on Derby Dash, and you can see everything that we're involved in today. And, of course, Kelly and I are going to be providing some coverage for Wave 3 during the Pegasus Parade.
Man, listen, we're nervous about all that because there is no script. They're just like, go find some magic.
Yeah.
All right.
FYI, you know what? Hey, we're all learning together. And by the way, shout out to all the listeners that we've been meeting all this week backside and then here at the track and at the different parties that we've been going to. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun just meeting you and getting to say hey and take some selfies and stuff like that. And
leaving voicemail messages for people.
Yes, shout out to Jeannie, who I left her son Xander a voice message as Robert Hassenpepper, one of the characters for the phone taps. So that was always very exciting. And then, you know, I met some listeners last night out at Jock Tales where they were like, hey, you know what? We're all about the learning, too. We love to learn alongside you.
They love the educational aspects?
Absolutely. So
look at that.
You know what? And I've said time and time again, this is an educational show. And I even highlighted it last night to some of the listeners and just said, hey, listen, a lot of times we're learning right alongside you.
Yes.
You know, like I didn't know this knowledge beforehand. Today being case in point where
you're talking about the epiglottis?
Epiglottis, yes. Something I didn't really
An epiglottis? Where is that? Do I have one?
My half a semester of pre-med did not cover the epiglottis.
Oh, you didn't cover that?
To which Eric texts us and says, the epiglottis is the flap between your esophagus and your trachea that opens or closes depending on whether or not you're eating or breathing. So if you have a bad epiglottis, you could aspirate on food. I learned that in the fifth grade.
Aspirate's a big word,
wait
too,
wait a second. Wait a second. It's that last part there. That is the shade that he tossed at me. Like, hey, idiots, I learned that in the fifth grade. How do you not know that? Did we not cover that in the fifth grade?
We're not.
You may
smart.
Not have covered it in the half a semester of pre-med, but apparently we missed it in the fifth grade as well.
Maybe. Let me just tell you, some other text messages coming in. Again, we all learn together.
Yes.
Remember, we're a learning community here.
Some of us learn more.
This is a learning show.
All right.
Text from a listener, 502-571-9970. Remember our setting the bar just about 10 minutes ago. We were saying, hey, you know, try not to take a little souvenir from the horse back home.
Yeah, don't smuggle the horse poo.
Right. Finally, you can actually do that.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
Who's smuggling that?
Truck up.
Sorry,
what?
You can. send a link that you
is
can actually take the Kentucky Derby winning horse turd home.
Are you kidding me right now?
Start digging up all of them right now.
It's a very Pinterest-y looking jar.
Listen, it is. So it
is a business we can start.
It isn't. I'm going to be honest. It isn't a fresh. It is from the 1997 Derby winner, Silver Charm.
Listen, I picked Silver Charm to win that year. That was my first. That was my first Derby.
So
it was.
Well, then Kelly, this might be right up your alley.
Oh, you, I feel like I need that just for the sentimental reasons. Yes.
You could get a 100% real manure.
Oh my God!
Memento from 1997 Derby winner Silver Charm, encapsulated in.
Do you put that on a shelf? Where do you keep that? Well, where do you display that?
It's a 16-ounce mason jar.
Yeah, it's so very cute. It's packaged very well.
I imagine the poo's like sparkled up or something.
You can display it on the shelf next to Grandma's blackberry jam. But anyways,
oh, listen, don't put it near the jam. You could get confused one morning. Dear God, nobody needs that. Gosh.
So as we
don't
said,
put that on your toast.
As we said, we're a learning community together. So thank you again.
Wow.
Yeah, Emily says like in a shadow box. Yeah, for sure.
Sure. I mean, a shadow box.
You know that's what? Artsy.
Hashtag DIY. Do it yourself.
DIY art.
Do it yourself.
Wow.
So
that
anyways.
Is a conversation piece for your next party.
There you go.
Is it not?
As I said, we learn together.
Maybe you display it in the bathroom.
It's the Ben and Kelly University. We even have the degrees from Chad.
We learn together.
Maybe you put it in the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Hey, coming up next, drinks on drinks. And let me just tell you, Brown-Forman is backside, and they have with them a bourbon trophy. And
There's a trophy for bourbon?
I'm here for it all. So that's coming up just after 8. Derby drink of the day on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis and Kai. Backside of Churchill Downs brought to you by Drake's. And, of course, it's Derby drink of the day. Brown-Forman. Jackie with the good hair. And, actually, Campbell Brown of Brown-Forman. So that's kind of cool. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Jackie.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. So it's Thurby, and we've got the actual Thurby trophy right in front of us, right?
Yes. So this is the second year we've sponsored the this is actually not the Thurby trophy. This is the trophy for the Turf Classic.
Turf Classic.
We're sponsoring that.
Yeah.
Second year we've done it.
Yeah.
And we've worked with a local artist. His name is Paul Nelson. And it's kind of Games of Throne-y if you look at it. It's made of wonderful wood and metal, and it's the wood that we use in our staves that we use to make our barrels, and then metal or the hoops that we use to keep the wood together
yes.
on the outside. And then we've got this, Jackie, what is it?
It's an orchid.
It's an orchid.
Yes.
The bottle has a fascinator.
Little.
Yeah.
It does.
There's a lot of bourbon in there. So.
A lot of bourbon. And it only actually holds, this is a true story, it can only hold Old Forester bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right. Wow.
Yes,
I know, but you laughed, but there was one before this, and we tried to fill it with something else.
It didn't work.
Spit it right back out.
All right.
Had to get a second one made.
Yep.
All right, so Jackie, the official drink of Thurby is the old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. It's my favorite drink.
All right.
She already had one, so just to be honest, full transparency. Yeah.
Full transparency, of course. So this is the official drink. Thurby's big enough now, it gets its own drink, and that's an amazing thing. So it's the local stay at the track. Old Forester being the hometown bourbon, a bourbon's hometown, and the Old Fashioned is the signature cocktail of Louisville. It all makes sense.
It's all
getting together. So,
what do you do?
That is Old Forester 100 proof, and it's Old Forester Perfect Old Fashioned Syrup, which is syrup and bitters mixed together. And you can buy that at local retailers. You can buy it online. Go to oldforester.com. Yes, exactly. But you can get this all weekend. It's not limited to Thurby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get out.
No, I'm so generous. No, you're
Jackie. Welcome.
We're here for you.
Yep.
Thank you. So, yeah, the Old Forester Old Fashioned, the official cocktail of Thurby. It's delicious, by the way.
Yummy.
And then you garnish it with a little lime and orange peel.
We do a little lemon and a little orange
I'm sorry,
peel
I said
it.
Lime.
That's okay. Yeah.
I looked at it. I knew it was lemon. I said lime, though.
Yep, it's okay.
Sometimes I get my citrus.
I believed you.
See, you know what, Campbell? I tell you what. Yeah. You just say it like you know it, and then people will believe you.
I've been doing that my whole life.
Act like you're supposed to be there, and you know people will believe it. So, all right.
Yeah.
So we'll have the recipe up at WDJX.com.
For
of course,
sure.
That will pair nicely, I'm sure, with the julep of the day that Jackie was making for us earlier. So, my gosh.
Jackie's our best friend this week. Can we just say?
No, it's okay. Thurby is Old Forester's day. It is definitely an Old Forester kind of day.
All right. So get your Old Forester. Drink responsibly, obviously.
Yes.
And Campbell Brown, thank you so much. Good of course, this is a cool, cool trophy. We'll have to get a photo of that, and we'll post it up at WDJX.com.
Awesome. And looking forward to seeing who gets to take that home.
Yeah.
And then if they're going to, like, actually drink from it. I'm going to need whoever wins it to like post video of them enjoying the trophy the way it's supposed to be enjoyed.
Yeah, like the winner of the Indy 500 always like
the milk.
The ceremonial milk. Yeah.
This is Kentucky's milk.
Right. So is the winner of the Turf Classic
going
to drink Kentucky's milk, a.k.a. Old Foe?
It does
Good for your bones.
Bad.
Yeah.
Good for your bones. Yeah. Not doctor recommended, but anyways. All right, so cool. Thank you, Campbell.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jackie, of course. WDJX.com.
You
can get all those recipes there. Live from the backside here with 99.7 DJX. Halsey, 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Of course, last night, the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, and Drake, the big winner. His wins last night propelled him over Taylor Swift as for most total wins for Billboard Music Awards.
Get out. I gotta be honest. I remembered it was on at around like 9:30 last night.
I'm telling you what.
I saw
like,
the tweets.
With Derby Week, like there are things that you just, the rest of the world sometimes just continues on and we're just all in our own little
capsule.
We're
in our bubble.
Yeah, we're
in
our bubble.
There were parties to be had. There was sleep to be had.
Yeah,
there was
I'll tell you. So, last night, Jocktails, my body told me I was hungover this morning, but my mind was like, I will not
get up,
allow
soldier.
This.
Yes.
Get up, soldier.
You get back into battle.
I can still hear the music in my ears.
Yes.
And I can still, you know, feel that feeling in my head and everything. But
smell those smells.
I can smell those smells.
It was physically painful for me to miss it last night. I had to miss being at the track yesterday. I've been fighting the sickness, but we're going to be getting through it. And it's always a great time. It's one of the best parties of the week.
Yeah, for sure. So tonight, as Kelly said, we're going to be doing our cut-ins from the Pegasus Parade, where we're hoping that pocket of clear
weather
descends upon us during the actual parade.
The sun is out right now.
Yeah.
So if we could just get that.
Yeah, they're going to be
during the parade.
Yeah. Let's start the parade right now.
So we look as pretty as possible on TV. That's all I'm asking.
And then we've got Bowl for the Roses little bit later. We've got the garland.
Yes.
At Kroger.
Yes. That's always a really cool. Talk about the pressure.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That those florists are put under. I mean, not only do they have to like make this iconic garland of roses,
sure.
It's going to be seen all over the world, but they get to do it while people are watching because you can go and watch them make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's like an artist being put right on the spot. That's crazy.
Creating their art in front of the public.
That is pretty cool. So a lot of stuff happening. And then, of course, tomorrow for Oaks, all the parties, part of the Trifecta Gala.
All the celebrities in town. Yes.
So that is pretty cool. Of course, we are live here backside again tomorrow.
Yes, and we're going to need for you to tag us all in your celebrity sighting pictures so that we feel like we're a part of the action.
All right. So as promised, we are going to deliver you a Throwback Thursday because a lot of people are like, listen, I don't care.
I don't care where you are.
I don't even care
what you're doing,
where you're at.
I don't care.
I need a Throwback Thursday. And you know what? We do this show for you.
There was a challenge thrown down. It needs to be the most epic TBT ever. It's a very big request. It's a big task. It's a very high mountain to climb.
All of that.
We're going to attempt it.
All right.
We are the show that cares.
We're going to attempt
it. So we will do a TBT. It is maybe one of the most epic, as Kelly built it.
It's Thurby. So it's got to be,
it's
right?
It's got to go hard.
It's got to be.
All right. And that is next on 99.7 DJX.